December 6, only one reminder of sin. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Proverbs 11:31. The wicked receive their recompense in the earth. Proverbs 11:31. They shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 4:1. Some are destroyed as in a moment, while others suffer many days. All are punished according to their deeds. The sins of the righteous having been transferred to Satan, he is made to suffer not only for his own rebellion, but for all the sins which he has caused God's people to commit. His punishment is to be far greater than that of those whom he has deceived. After all have perished who fell by his deceptions, he is still to live and suffer on. In the cleansing flames, the wicked are at last destroyed, root and branch. Satan the root, his followers the branches. Satan and all who have joined him in rebellion will be cut off. Then the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. They shall be as though they had not been. Psalm 37:10 and Obadiah 16. The justice of God is satisfied, and the saints and all the angelic hosts say with a loud voice, Amen. While the earth is wrapped in the fire of God's vengeance, the righteous abide safely in the holy city. Upon those that had part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power. Revelation 20, verse 6. While God is to the wicked a consuming fire, he is to his people both a sun and a shield. Psalm 84, 11. The fire that consumes the wicked purifies the earth. Every trace of the curse is swept away. No eternally burning hell will keep before the ransom the fearful consequences of sin. One reminder alone remains. Our Redeemer will ever bear the marks of his crucifixion. All that was lost by sin has been restored. God's original purpose in the creation of the earth is fulfilled, as it is made the eternal abode of the redeemed. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Psalm 37:29.